Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I'm your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. In 2018, I lost 48.5 pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on this show, I will be sharing my personal successes and struggles and providing support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not it's with Weight Watchers. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. Hey, I've missed you. If you're a regular listener, you know that I haven't posted a new show in a few weeks. Bad Wendy. I took an unplanned and unexpectedly long hiatus. My personal and professional lives just got so crowded and chaotic that something had to give, and unfortunately, it was the show. But here I am, I'm back. So not to get into too many details, but here's what happened. I had two family members that went into the hospital. One was my husband, and that was totally unexpected. And the other was my mom. My mom's trip to the hospital, my mom's surgery was expected, but for some reason I had it on my calendar for the following week. I thought it was happening a week earlier, a week later, and then I got a phone call from my sister saying that my mom was in surgery, and I'm like, oh my God, it's this week? I thought it was next week. So pretty crazy. But anyway, everyone is doing fine now, and they're both fully on the road to recovery, so it is all good. And on the work front, I have never been busier. I recently got a promotion, and you know how that goes. It just means more work, which is fine. It's fine. Professionally, I'm an events planner, and May really begins my busy season. So I have two events planned almost back to back, which is really my own stupid fault for scheduling them so close together. And I've just been absolutely slammed. We had a golf tournament back in May, and then I've got a luncheon this coming Friday. So these events are a little less, about a month apart, and they're both pretty significant events. So really kind of stupid of me to schedule them so close together. But so like I said, just super busy at work. I'm working late a lot, then trying to fit in work committee meetings, and then I serve on a couple of boards, and I have other obligations. Now, I'm not whining here, but man, I have got to start saying no to some people and things. I really need to just focus more on self-care and learn how to say no. My problem is I just want everybody to be happy, and somehow I end up being the one who's not happy. I gotta do better. I did quit one of the boards that I was serving on, so that should definitely free up some time. That was a pretty big time commitment. And once the event is done this Friday, I will be able to get back to doing the things that I love. My fitness classes, running more, cooking more, and of course, the show. But it was super nice to hear from some of you saying that you missed the show. I got some messages on Facebook Messenger, and I got some posts on Facebook in the group, and I also got an email, a couple emails. So thank you all so much for reaching out. It really meant a lot for me to hear from you, to know that you actually missed me. And it's always wonderful to know that I'm not just shouting out into the ether here. So here I am, and as George Costanza once said, I'm back, baby! I'm back! And I know you are all dying to know how I did at the Cleveland Marathon. Well, just to recap for any new listeners, and if you're a new listener, hi, welcome, so glad to have you. So recap, I ran in the Cleveland Marathon, but I did not run the marathon. I ran in one of the challenge series that they did over race weekend. I did a 5K on Saturday and the 10K on Sunday. Yes, I did it. I was a little nervous going in, as you all know, if you heard the show, because I didn't really feel that I trained very well over the winter. I was unsure if I'd be able to actually run the 10K. I mean, I knew I'd finish, but I was fully, totally prepared to walk half and run half. Well, as it turns out, I did better than I could have imagined. I ran the 5K on Saturday with my best 5K time and pace so far this year. And really, it was only 3/100ths of a second off my best all-time pace, which was, so I was 10 minutes, 56 seconds per mile. My best pace is 10 minutes, 53 seconds per mile, which I did in the 8K as part of the Cleveland Marathon last year. I know 10:56 is pretty slow as far as running goes, but that's just where I'm at right now. I've set myself a goal for improvement to improve my time, and we'll get to that a little later in the show. Now, the 10K was a different story, but it still turned out great. First of all, I had to be in downtown Cleveland by 5 a.m. 5 a.m. Y'all know I'm not a morning person. So I left my house barely awake at 4:30 a.m. so I could find a stinking parking space close to the starting line. And it was raining and it was cold. It was just literally the worst. Silver lining, I wasn't going to sweat to death, I guess, in that nice cold rain. And here's the best part. It rained the entire damn time I was running. It didn't stop until, when I was walking back to my car. After the first mile or so, I actually didn't care about the rain anymore. I was already soaked to the skin, so really, who cared at that point? So I decided to just enjoy myself. I started the race closely following the 11-minute and 30-second pace team, which is so cool. I wanted to keep myself at a reasonable pace, reasonable, respectable pace. I really enjoyed having that pace team. I'd never done a race this large before, so I didn't even know there was going to be a pace team. But I loved having it. So instead of wondering how fast I was actually going, because I didn't really have an app on me that could tell me how fast I was going, I just ran right next to the nice man in the red shirt who was holding the pace flag. And as I always do when I'm running, I amused myself along the way by watching some of the other runners. It's like sitting at a mall, people watching when you're running a race, because there is all shapes, sizes, ages, everything you got going on in a race. It is a really fun watch. I mean, people are strange. There was this older lady in front of me. I mean, God bless her. She had to be in her 70s. So God bless her for running this race. I don't know if she was running the race she was running, because there was the marathon, half marathon, and the 10K were all together. They all started together. So I don't know which race she was running. I have no idea. But like I said, she was about 70. So God bless her. But I swear to God, the woman was wearing transparent leggings and no underpants. I was chafing just looking at her. It was really funny. It made me laugh for, a few minutes. And it was super fun getting to see parts of Cleveland that I've never seen before. I will probably never be able to find my way back there in my car, but it was pretty cool nonetheless. Just restaurants that I'd heard about, but I had no idea where they were. Got to run right past them. You know, different sections of town that I'd never get to. I mean, there's this really cool part of town called the Flats, just over the Cuyahoga River from downtown Cleveland. And it's a real neat part of town. There's a lot of bars and restaurants and night spots there. And got to run through that in the daytime. And it was just really fun. It was really a blast. But here was my favorite part of the race. So the race was sponsored by Rite Aid. And Rite Aid had placed inspirational signs all along the route. Very cool. One sign I saw about halfway through really stuck with me. It said, "If you're not going to go all the way, why go at all?" Man, that really put some fuel back in my tank. There was no way I wasn't going to give this race everything I had. I mean, those signs and how good I was actually feeling while running, it really kept me going. I mean, like I said, I didn't even care about the rain at this point. There were two spots where I walked for a short time. There were a couple of real steep uphills that I was, having a little trouble with. And I probably walked just as fast as I would have run anyway, going up those hills. So other than those two little spots, I ran the entire time. I didn't even know I had it in me. I ended up with a sort of respectable 12 minutes per mile race. And I felt awesome crossing that finish line. And when I got those medals placed around my neck, it was truly the best feeling. It was right. I really like the fact that at age 46, I am surprising myself with what I can accomplish. It just goes to show you, if you put your mind to it, you can achieve whatever you want. You just got to put in the work, you got to put in the time, and you got to stay focused. If I can do it, you can do it. And I truly mean that. And regular listeners of the show will know that I've said this before. I was never an athlete. I didn't start running or doing any sort of exercise like that till I was 44 years old. I was a mathlete in high school and in college. I was a big old nerd and a couch potato. So I started getting fit at age 46, and it's been great. And like I said, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So anyway, I did have a bummer this past week, though. It actually happened yesterday. So my bummer of the week, coming down off my high from, you know, my race and all that, I was so excited to get back to my fitness classes this week. I usually go to a Monday night ultimate boot camp class, and which is a circuit class. And then on Wednesday nights, there's a classic boom class, which is a combination of weight training and then yoga and Pilates for the other half. I love that class. So here's what happened, though, is I get to the thing this week. Last night, I get there and they say, oh, the instructor's on vacation this week, so your class is canceled tonight. I'm like, ugh. I guess I should have checked their Facebook page to see. So I was kind of bummed. And then I decided to grab a fitness class schedule just because I didn't know if the one I had at home was still valid. And I see that my Wednesday night class is not there anymore. And I'm like, hey, what happened to the Wednesday night boom class? They're like, oh, it's canceled totally. It's not happening anymore. I was like, what? I loved this class. I was so bummed for the last few weeks that I didn't get to go because I was so busy. And the week I want to go back, they tell me that the instructor is no longer coming. The class is just totally and completely canceled. So I am really, really upset. I'll still have my Monday night class that I'll be able to go back to next week, but my Wednesday night class that I loved so much is no more. So I got to find something to supple, you know, to fill that void. So I'm a little bummed about that. But anyway, so the last few weeks, highs and lows and everything in between. I mean, a lot of good things happened, but a lot of weird things happened. And, you know, my life got in the way. But here I am. I'm back. And I am really excited to be back. I'm really excited to be back and doing the show again and talking to you all out there. So let's get moving. Let's get on to this week's topic. So at my meeting this week, yes, I went back to my meeting this week too, which was awesome. The topic was setting summer goals. Such a perfect topic. Summer is a great time. It is a great time to set yourself some new goals. The weather is nice, which means getting out, being more active, and of course, all of the fruits and vegetables in season available this time of year makes it really easy and fun to eat well, all those zero-point foods that we all love, and maybe even try some new recipes because you get that grill out. You can grill some stuff. You can grill some, I think I'm going to try to grill some fruit this year. I don't think I've ever grilled fruit on my grill. I mean, I've eaten it before, like grilled pineapple or grilled peaches and stuff, and this stuff's really, really good. I don't think I've ever done it myself, but maybe I will give that a try. So summer is just really a great time to do all that stuff, and sunny days tend to make us happier, which in turn makes us more positive, and a positive attitude is exactly what you need to set and stick to goals. So as you know, you've been listening, I've been struggling somewhat since reaching lifetime in February. I did step on the scale this past Sunday. It was my monthly weigh-in, and I am up 5 pounds from goal. It's hard for me to say that out loud, but that's the truth. I'm going to share this with you. Like, you know, this is me, warts and all. I share it all. So I'm up 5 pounds. It's not a lot. I know that. But it's still not at goal. And I still haven't been at goal in a while, and my head's not screwed on straight, and I'm still loving Weight Watchers. I still am a devoted member, but I'm just not my head's just not screwed on straight with it right now. And I've got to figure out what's going wrong and what I need to do to get myself back to goals, to get that 5 pounds back off. And I bet there are a few of you out there in that same leaky lifetime boat with me. I know there's got to be a few of you out there who are, if you've reached lifetime, if you're a little off, or if you hit a plateau, or if you gained a little, I know you're out there. So this is for us. In an effort to figure out what's been going wrong, I did a little 3 to 4 part exercise. It's not too bad. The first part was determining what to me would be a successful on plan heading to goal day. Like what a perfect day would look like to me. What are all the elements that would make up a perfect successful day? And then I listed writing it all down in my little QFA notebook that y'all know I have. What the obstacles are that stand in my way of having that successful day. So then the third part of my exercise was re-examining my why I'm doing this journey in the first place. You know, just kind of revisiting it, re-examining it, and I don't know, maybe finding myself a new why if that's what was needed to get myself back on track. And then part 3A or part 4, whatever, was setting myself some of those summer goals. So I thought I would take you through my exercise, how it kind of played out, and share with you my thinking. And I don't know, maybe it'll spark something in you. Maybe you'll hear something that you can maybe take away, or maybe you can do this exercise yourself and figure out for yourself. If things are going a little bit wrong for you, maybe here's a way you can turn it around. So here we go. I'll take you through my exercise. So let's start with what makes a successful day and what does my ideal day look like? And this is just how I tried to do it through, chronological order through the day. So, number one, wake up early enough to get in a 30-minute run. Now, maybe that's not every day, but who knows? Then enjoy a cup of coffee while the dogs eat their breakfast. All right, if we're going to be honest, it's actually enjoy a cup of coffee while I check Twitter and the dogs eat their breakfast. Get to work at 8:30 or so to get a jump start on the day. I never get to work before 9 o'clock. It's just not my thing. But I'd like to be able to be one of those people that get to work early and get some stuff done before everybody else gets to the office. Next, take an actual away from my desk lunch break. I'm one of those eat at your desk people. Then eat a healthy, planned and tracked lunch. Then after work, some form of exercise, maybe walking the dog, taking a class, getting in a run. Maybe not every day. If I run in the morning, I probably won't run at night, but basically doing some sort of exercise after work. Then eating a healthy, planned and tracked dinner at a table, not in front of the TV. Going to bed early. Well, before I go to bed, then setting out all of my clothes and food for the next day, just making sure I'm prepped. Then pre-tracking all of my food for the next day. My regular listeners know that that's how I like to do things. The night before I'll sit down and I'll pre-track my whole day for the next day so I know what to expect. And then maybe some sort of yoga or meditation squeezed in there before I go to sleep. And then here's a big one. This is something I've been trying to do for, I don't know, how old am I? 46? Probably 46 years. Wash my face and floss my teeth before I go to bed. I am so bad at those two things. I don't wear makeup a lot, so the washing my face thing is probably, it's not the worst thing. But the flossing my teeth thing, I don't know. I just have a mental block against it. So that's one of the things I'd like to do. So that's kind of what my successful day would look like. All right, turn the page. All right, so then we all know that I don't have those perfectly unplanned successful days every day. So what are the obstacles to me having those successful days? So here are the obstacles that I thought up. I'm tired after work. I would rather sleep in than get up and run. Not having a plan for dinner. Social media is a total distraction for me. I spend way too much time on Twitter, checking the news, and baseball scores. It is hard to get away from my desk, And hard to get away just means I have a hard time prying myself away from my desk. I could do it. I just choose not to. I try to do too much between work and dinner. And then things always seem to be scheduled for the nights that I'd like to take my fitness class, Mondays or Wednesdays. People always want to have meetings on Mondays or Wednesdays. Another obstacle is I'm always too hungry between work and dinner, which means I have a tendency to eat things I shouldn't eat that aren't planned or tracked. As I said before, here's another obstacle. I have a hard time saying no to doing things for other people, which then tends to crowd my schedule and makes other things fall by the wayside, important things. And then another obstacle is setting my expectations too high for the day. Like trying to make everything super perfect. I get discouraged if it doesn't all become perfect. And then I start with my, I don't care attitude. I don't care. Oh, there's ice cream cake. I don't care. I'm just going to eat it. I don't care. I don't care. My fitness class was canceled. Ugh, I'm just going to eat some cake. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. So that's kind of my biggest obstacle is me and my own stupid head going, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. So those are my obstacles. So I think maybe identifying and knowing what your obstacles are can help you be more aware of them. I didn't come up with part 2A, like how do I counteract these obstacles? Maybe I'll do that another time, but at least I made the list of the obstacles. And then part 3, kind of revisiting my why, because I think I've lost my way. So my why that I've been having in front of me for the last 6 months or so has been to be lean and strong. That's what I want to do. That's my why. I do this. I'm on Weight Watchers. I follow the program. Why? Because I want to be lean and strong. If I kind of break that down a little bit, like my kind of sub-whys, I want to look much younger than I am. That's a goal. Well, it's not a goal. It's kind of my why. A why, I want to look good in my clothes. I want to have actual visible ab muscles. I want to be able to run a 10-minute mile. Perhaps that's a goal. I want to be a size 6. Perhaps that's another goal. I want to be fit and healthy. I want to be a quote unquote runner. I want to be a runner, not just some idiot who runs every once in a while. I want to be a runner. And then this is kind of a long-term why is I want to be active and mobile in my old age. I don't want to be bound by a wheelchair or bound by a walker or I want to be able to be on my own 2 feet for as long as humanly possible. Right up until the day I die, I would like to be on my own 2 feet. And I think that taking care of myself now will make that possible. And then I drew this little thing in my notebook. I want to look good in shorts. I don't wear shorts. I mean, I have a couple pairs of shorts. I never wear them. First of all, because my legs are what I like to call fish belly white. They're almost translucent. My legs are so pale. I'm Irish and I don't get out in the sun too much because I burn instantly. So I tend not to expose my legs too much. If I wear a dress, I'm wearing pantyhose because at least there's some color in those. I mean, my legs are super white, so I don't wear shorts, but I'd like to look good in shorts. I'd like to start wearing shorts when I run. So that's a little why too. So those are my whys. I really think I'm going to stick with my current why though, is to be lean and strong, knowing that I did have those other little sub whys on there, but I want to be lean and strong. That's it. That is my why. That's still the same thing. That hasn't changed. My post-it note fell off my mirror. I'm going to go back and write another post-it note and stick it back on my mirror tonight, just to remind myself every day of this why. So when I'm in there washing my face and flossing my teeth, I'm going to see that post-it note that's going to say, I want to be lean and strong. And it's just going to remind me why I'm doing it all. So then the next thing is setting some of those summer goals. So keeping with this week's meeting theme, and actually we actually never got to discuss it this week. I mean, only a little bit. That's just how my meetings tend to go. Everybody's just like kind of all over the place and just talk. I mean, she squeezed it in like the last couple of minutes, but So it's probably time. It's a good time to set myself some goals for the summer. So, and just as a reminder, if you're going to set yourself some goals, make sure they are SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. So S is specific. Make it a very specific goal. Make it measurable, something you can actually measure. Make it attainable. Don't make it pie in the sky. Like, I'm going to be a size zero by June 30th and today's June 15th. No. Make it realistic. And make it time sensitive. Like, give yourself a deadline. Otherwise, it's just an open-ended thing and then it just becomes not important and it just becomes useless. So S-M-A-R-T. So here are my goals I've decided for the summer. So one, get back to goal. And I'm going to get back to goal. It's 5 pounds. So that's, I'm thinking maybe by July 4th. So that gives me a few weeks. It's a reasonable time frame to lose the weight. So get back to goal by July 4th. Another goal is to track every day. Just got to get back to it. I know how to do it. And then I'm going to weigh in every week. And I mean it, weigh in every week. No misses. I've been sporadic about that too. I don't know what's the matter with me. Like, some days I'm hiding from the scale. That's just dumb. I mean, it's just a number really, right? But I'm not sure what I'm afraid of, that the scale is going to grab me or something, or that the receptionist is going to yell at me, which they never, ever do. So that's it. I'm going to weigh in every week. No misses. Then I'm going to run another goal. Again, it's a goal. Run 2 to 3 times a week in the morning. Running in the morning is so much easier in the summer because it's so hot in the afternoon that the morning is really the time to do it. So that's why I'm thinking that I'm going to want to get up, get my butt out of bed early, like 6 a.m. and get out and do a run. I really, really want to do that this summer. I did it a few times last summer and it seemed to work pretty well. So I'm going to try to do that. And then I want to fit into a size 6 by Labor Day. That's totally possible. I mean, I'm sort of close. Now, I think if I got back to goal and maybe lost a little bit more after that, I think I'll be in a 6. So that's my goal by Labor Day. And then I want to be able to run a 10-minute mile by Halloween. So I got to train. So those are my goals. Now, number 4 and number 5, like fitting into a size 6 and running a 10-minute mile, they're pretty lofty goals. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But I feel like I need to stretch myself a little so I can really accomplish something. Because you know how good it feels when you accomplish something. I mean, just the things that just the races that I've run. I mean, I got to tell you, like I said, it just feels so good to do it. And if you haven't reached your goal weight yet, or if you haven't reached lifetime yet, I got to tell you, the feeling is like no other. So just imagine yourself on that day when you step on that scale and you are at your goal weight. Just imagine yourself, put yourself right in that situation and think about how good you are going to feel when you have reached your goal and when you can celebrate. I mean, I'm telling you, it is amazing. So I want that for you. If you haven't done it yet, I want that for you. I want you to feel how amazing that is and how accomplished you will feel. So just imagine yourself, put yourself in there, and then you can make it a reality. So that's it. That's kind of really what I want to discuss this week. So now it is your turn. Maybe you want to do the same exercise that I did. Figure out what you want, what's standing in your way, how you can turn those things around, and what you need to do to actually finally make it all happen. What you need to do to make it all click. You have got this. You can do this. This entire journey is well within your power and well within your control. You have all the power within you. You just have to discover it and unleash it onto the world. Think it, feel it, do it. I believe in you. Remember that saying? I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it all the time from now on. If you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? You've got this. Now get out there and make it happen. It is all within your reach. Just don't give up. Never give up. You are worth every ounce of effort. You are worth every beautiful pint of organic strawberries that may seem too expensive. You are worth every lunch break away from your desk. You are worth every peaceful walk in nature. You are worth every glass of wine. All of it. You are worth it. Now go and get it done. I don't know about you, but I am feeling like summer 2018 is going to be my best one yet. Well, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcast. Your reviews will help more people find me, and then they'll start getting the same motivation and inspiration that I hope you're getting. And you can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, and now on TuneIn, and pretty much anywhere where you can find a podcast. Subscribe and please share the show with your friends. And I don't know if you maybe do me a favor. I don't know. Maybe tell people on Connect. If you're on Weight Watchers Connect, you know, maybe share the podcast on Connect, share it on Facebook. I don't know. Spread the word. Help me out. Help a girl out. You can also find me on Facebook. Search for the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook page, and also find the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook group. It's a closed group, which is a better way to share posts and comments privately. We've got maybe 10, 12 members now, which is a little small community, but I'd love for it to grow. So I've added the link into the show notes. So click on over, join up, and join the conversation. We're starting to really have some fun conversations over there. I am also on Instagram. I post photos of food I've made and, of course, photos of my adorable doggies. If you find me on Twitter, however, I cannot be held responsible for the things you find on there. Proceed at your own risk. I'm not going to post that link in the show notes. You're just going to have to do a little investigative journalism to find me on Twitter. I will post all of my profile links except Twitter in the show notes. And don't forget to drop me a line. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me what your summer goals are. Ask me if you have any questions, anything like that. Send me an email, wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. It's wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. I really, really do want to hear from you. I love you all. So have a great week. Meet me back here next Tuesday, I think. I think I'm going to do Tuesdays from now on. I know I keep moving it, but I got to find what's right for me so I can make sure I do this every week. So QFA, my friends, and let's do this.